In fact, the sadaqat collection is for the poor, the helpless, those employed to administer the funds, those whose hearts need to be won over to the truth, ransoming the captives, helping the destitute, in the way of Allah and for the wayfarer. That is a duty enjoined by Allah, and Allah is all knowledgeable and wise. There are some people among them who molest the Prophet, saying, "He is one who believes everything that he hears." Say, "It is good for you that he listens to what is best for you. He believes in Allah, has faith in the believers, and is a blessing for those of you who are true believers. As for those who molest the Rasul, they will have a painful punishment. They swear to you by Allah in order to please you, but it is more fitting that they should please Allah and His Rasul if they are true believers. Don't they know that anyone who opposes Allah and His Rasul shall live forever in the fire of hell? That surely is the worst humiliation. The hypocrites are afraid lest a surah should be sent down about them revealing to the Muslims what is in their hearts. Say, mock if you will, Allah will surely bring to light all that you fear. If you ask them, what were you talking about? They will promptly say, we were only jesting and having fun. Say, what then? Were you mocking at Allah, His revelations, and His Rasul? Make no excuses now. You have rejected faith after your belief. Even if we may pardon some of you who were not serious in participating, we will punish others amongst you because they are criminals.